This is Heartbeats, a portrait of two enraptured souls. Or
Found Sex.
Written by Thea E. Blackthorne. Performed by Jinxie as Derek.
And Michelinet as Styles.
Hey, I didn't expect you to call.
Oh, shit. You're not busy, right? I can call back.
No. It's fine. I wanted to talk to you. I just thought you'd still be helping Scott with the move.
I was. I just got back in. And I am never helping someone move again. Humans should totally be exempt from all moving duties. I should have been responsible for snacks. I'm an excellent snack provider. What about you? How was your day? How many hot moms tried to slip you their number? Or asked you to sign their...
Styles. That was only the once.
And I'm never letting you forget. I'm still bummed out I didn't get to see your face when she started unbuttoning her.
Please don't make me relive it.
Fine. So, where's Erica?
She's out at a bar.
Yeah? Why aren't you with her? This is supposed to be fun for you as well, you know. Not just work. Derek?
Because I wanted to come back and talk to you.
I missed you too.
Yeah?
You'll be home soon.
Not soon enough.
So... what are you wearing?
Styles.
I miss you, okay? And it's been, like, weeks. And it's going to be forever before you're back. Because everyone loves your book, and they keep extending the tour. I can only jerk off with my face buried in your pillow so many times before it doesn't smell like you anymore. Wow, I sound pathetic. Way to be a turnoff, Styles.
I made Scott send me one of your shirts.
What?
The one I took didn't smell like you anymore, so I...
Oh my god, we're hopeless.
Yeah. Shirt and jeans.
What?
That's what I'm wearing.
You got a tie on?
No. Erica has me going for the smart casual look.
Sounds sophisticated. She should have you wearing a tie. I bet it'd be sexy. Is the shirt buttoned up?
I was in the middle of getting changed when you called.
So that's a no, then. You should take it off, you know. You want to be comfortable as we talk.
You think you're being subtle.
But you love it anyway.
Yeah. What are you wearing?
Boxers.
And?
Socks?
It's only like 8 p.m.
Yeah, but I've worked all day. And all I want is a bit of fun with my boyfriend, followed by bed.
Styles, are you?
Do you know what I'd do if you were here right now?
No. What?
Oh shit. We're actually doing this, aren't we?
Yeah. I think so. I think we'd be in the bed.
It is the warmest, snuggest place in this house.
Yeah. And it smells like us. So what are we doing?
I'm on top of you.
You seem pretty sure about that.
You bet I am. Once you're home, I'm going to keep you in bed for at least a week.
I like the sound of this.
Me too. I'd be straddling you, you know, so you can't ever leave. You'd still be wearing those stupid jeans. But I'd be kind. I'd unbutton them for you. Because it'd be too tight in there for your dick. Oh, did you like that? Are you hard?
Yeah.
Then maybe you should undo your jeans.
Yeah, okay. Just, let me.
That better?
Yeah.
I love your dick, you know. I once got drunk and spent an hour professing my love of it to Scott. Or so he says. You should touch your dick, 'cause I can't. I bet it's tenting out your briefs something wicked. I'd stroke it through them, the hard line of it. Shit. I might even lean down, rub my cheek against it. You should touch yourself. Just think about it. If I were there, I'd be a heavy weight on your legs, holding you down while I rubbed you through your underwear. You'd be giving me that look. The one where it's like you can't decide if you want me to stop or give you more. Or, yeah, bet you've got it now.
Shit, Styles. You're...
Yeah? I'm what?
Really fucking good at this. Why am I even surprised?
Hey, I just happen to have a really vivid imagination where you and sex are concerned.
So, are you hard?
I've been at half chub since I picked up the phone.
You better not only be half hard when I'm already leaking over my underwear.
If I wasn't, that would have done it. Shit. Derek, you can't just say things like that.
Styles, you do realize what we're...
Oh, shut up. Yes, fine. Just, you keep that up, and I'm gonna come. And you know how useless I am after an orgasm. How are you gonna get off, then?
It's been 5 weeks, Styles. I'm pretty sure I could get off to the sound of you breathing down the line.
That shouldn't be as hot as it is.
Are you touching yourself?
Yeah. Couldn't be bothered to reach the lube, though. So it's kinda dry.
But the lube makes it so much better. I love jacking you off, feeling your dick jump in my hand, licking the drops of pre-cum off as they come.
Fuck.
Yeah. I love your balls, too. I love the feel of them in my hand. I love the fucking noise you make when I press my thumb just against. Shit, yeah. That's the noise. You knew exactly what I was gonna do, huh?
Fuck, Derek. You're so good at this. Why didn't we do this before? Fuck.
Don't sound so surprised.
I want to blow you.
Styles, you can't.
I know. I just... Oh. If you were here, I'd have your cock out and in my mouth. I love the weight of it on my tongue. I love the bitter taste of your pre-cum. Lets me know you're enjoying what I'm doing. I want to fuck you. When you get back, I think it's the first thing I want to do. After I blow you.
Shit, Styles. You can fuck me. You can always fuck me.
That's good. 'Cause I want to do it face to face. I want to see you as I push in. I want to be close enough that I can eat up every sound you make for me.
Styles.
You're right. You should ride me. I love watching your dick slap against your stomach as you fuck yourself on my dick. I want to be propped up against the headboard so we can be chest to chest. So we can... Fuck. Fuck. So we can fuck. Are you close?
Yeah. Don't stop.
I won't. I won't. Fuck. I won't stop. When you're home, I'm not gonna stop for a week. I'm gonna fuck you, fall asleep, and wake up and do it all over again. I'm not letting you leave bed for a week.
Styles.
Yeah. Yeah, I got you. I'd fuck you until you were crying my name. Until you could barely say it. I'd fuck you until you couldn't do anything but cling on to me. And take it. You'd take it so, so well, wouldn't you?
Styles.
Yeah, yeah. Go on, Derek. You'd come with my name on your lips if you were home, too. You'd come, and I'd be all you can think, all you can remember. Fuck, shit. My dick would be in you. Yours would be alone until I grabbed it. Until I started jerking you. Imagine it's me with my hand on your dick. Jerking you off between us, hand hot and tight on you. You'd be so hard, fuck, so fucking hard. It wouldn't take much, would it? Derek. Ah, oh, fuck. It wouldn't take much of me. And every one of your senses. All you can feel. All you can hear. All you can smell.
Styles. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, you'd come. But I wouldn't be done. And I'd roll us. I'd... Fuck. Fuck. I'd keep fucking you. Keep angling. Till I hit the spot that has you clawing at my back. Because you'd be so oversensitive. But you wouldn't want to let go of me, would you? Wouldn't want me to let go of you. Fuck. Fuck, I'd be... Fuck, you'd be everywhere. Your stubble against my cheek. The sweat and cum between us. Fuck, Derek. Derek. Fuck. You alive?
Yeah.
We're good at that.
Yeah.
Can you say anything other than yeah?
No.
Hug. I got cum in my hair.
Not the first time.
No. But you're normally here to help me get it out.
I'll be home soon.
Not soon enough.
I'm sorry.
Don't be. I'm proud of you.
Styles. Styles. Don't fall asleep before you clean up.
I won't. Love you.
Love you too. Clean up. The end.